أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض وليس له من دونه أولياء أولئك في ضلال مبين. Yesterday we read that Allah had sent His clear signs to the people of Mecca that they bring Iman. Amongst them was that even the jinnat, who by nature are very disobedient, very rebellious, and have lot of pride in them, but they also, when they listen to the Quran Sharif, they brought Iman. And they gave da'wah to their people also, to other jinnat, you people also bring Iman. So further Allah Ta'ala explains that the da'wah they gave, and they said, وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور جو کوئی نہ مانے گا اللہ کی بلانے والے کو تو وہ نہ تھکا سکے گا بھاگ کر زمین میں. And a person who will not respond to the call of Allah and the caller of Allah Ta'ala, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will never be able to escape from Allah Ta'ala anywhere in the world. Yeah, in this world a prisoner can still escape before he's caught. When he is caught, he escapes from prison also. But the prisoner of Allah can never escape from Allah Ta'ala. No matter where he tries and go, he cannot escape. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. اور کوئی نہیں اس کا اس کے سوا مددگار. And you will find no friend whatsoever, no helper besides Allah Ta'ala. You have no refuge, you have nowhere else to go, you won't get asylum anywhere, you won't get refugee status anywhere, you're in the earth of Allah, you are fully in the control of Allah. So they explain to their people, it's only logical that you bring Iman, do not disobey the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. وہ لوگ بھٹکے ہیں صریح. These people are in open misguidance who disobey Allah and do not respond to the call of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah gives now another example by which we should bring Iman in Allah Ta'ala. First, Allah explained what the conditions of the nations were, how they were destroyed who did not believe. Then Allah gave the example of the jinnats even have brought Iman. Now what is stopping you from bringing Iman? Now Allah shows His clear signs which are on the earth, in the heavens, and on the seas. And by that a person should see and bring Iman. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. کیا نہیں دیکھتے کہ وہ اللہ جس نے بنائے آسمان اور زمین. Have you not seen that Allah who has created the heavens and the earth, these things did not just come upon their own, by Allah's qudrat and His command, Allah created the heavens and the earth. So see how great Allah is, khallaq-e azim, what a great creator, khallaq-e alim, what full knowledge Allah has created everything. وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ. اور نہ تھکا ان کے بنانے میں. And Allah did not get the least but tired in creating all the heavens and the earth. Yeah, a person gets tired, he works during the day, he's exhausted by the night. He worked in his lifetime, now in old age he's exhausted, he's finished. Allah created all this and Allah is not tired in the least but whatsoever. بقادرین على ان يحيي الموتى. وہ قدرت رکھتا ہے کہ زندہ کرے مردوں کو. And Allah is that being who has got this power, that those who have died, they have become dust, their bones also have got finished. Allah has got the power to bring them back to life, and He'll definitely bring everyone back to life. And for that also Allah gave so many proofs all the time that Allah will bring the dead back to life. بَلَا إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. کیوں نہیں وہ ہر چیز کر سکتا ہے. Why won't he be able to do that? He has got power to do everything. The impossible is possible for Allah. For us there are many things which we say are impossible, but for Allah there is no impossibility. Allah is the one who created matter. Allah is the one who destroys matter. Scientists, one fundamental belief they have, that matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. But Allah is that being who creates matter and who destroys matter as well. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. اور جس دن سامنے لائے منکروں کو آگ کے. And then also remember, Allah says, then remember and think of that day when the non-believers, those who disbelieved in Allah, will be presented on the fire of Jahannam. They won't be just taken and thrown into the fire, they will be brought on the brinks of the fire of Jahannam. And then for more further torture and torment, they will be said, Alaysa hadha bilhaq, kya ye theek nahi? Isn't this fire a reality? Don't you see the fire of Jahannam? You believe in it now. Is this fire a reality? That which you are making a joke about, and that which you said, let us see that fire, where's that azab of Allah? Now, yeah, is it right in front of you? Do you believe in it? قَالُوا بَلَا رَبِّ وَرَبِّنَا کہیں گے کیوں نہیں ہم قسم ہے ہماری رب کی. They say, how can't we believe? We can see it with our eyes. We can feel the intense heat of it. We can see the suffering which is in it. Yes, oh our Allah, we do believe in this fire now. قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون کہا تو چکھو عذاب بدلہ اس کا جو تم منکر ہوتے تھے. Then it will be said, now go and taste of this fire of Jahannam. On account of you denying it, you did not believe it, now go and taste this fire, and they will be made to enter into the fire and get that adab. Then Allah consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the end of the surah and says, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُ الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. So tu thera re, jaise there rahe hain himmat wale rasool. So you also make sabr and remain strong and firm. If they are not believing today, they are making a mockery out of you and out of your teachings. They are ridiculing you. You just make sabr as the great rasools of the before. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, how that they had to make sabr at the hands of the people, you also make sabr. Carry on with your mission, invite towards Allah, and remain firm on deen all the time. وَلَا تَسْتَعَجِلْ لَهُمْ اور جلدی نہ کر ان کے معاملہ میں. And do not rush in their matters. Don't worry, the adab is going to come. You don't have to ask for the adab to come. In Allah's wisdom, it will come on its time. Sometimes in this world also, in the year after as well. Sometimes only in the year after. But Allah in His wisdom knows when and how much adab to give who. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوْعَدُونَ یہ لوگ جس دن دیکھ لیں گے اس چیز کو جس کا ان سے وعدہ ہے. That is like the day when they will see all that which was promised to them. In this world, all Allah's azab, Allah's rahmat, jannat was all promised to the people. We can't see it in this world, but remember that day when everyone will see. He will see the ni'mats of jannat, he will see the azab of jahannam also. لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ جیسے ڈھیل نہ پائی تھی مگر ایک گھڑی دن کے. At that time they will realize that our worldly life was not even one day, not even a morning or an evening. Like sometimes a person sleeps, the qabr's life will be like that. Like when a person sleeps and the next he hears the bell ringing, the alarm going off. He says, I just closed my eyes and the alarm is already gone. Where the whole night went, he doesn't know. Or a newly married couple, when they sleep, when the morning or the year adhan, they are surprised, where did the whole night go? Like that, the night of the life of the qabr, you won't know how that time has passed. We might think people are 5,000 years, 10,000 years in their qabr, but the time will pass just like you just closed your eyes and you had to open. And the same is our worldly life, which is much shorter, which is between 60 and 70 years. This life also, there we will realize it wasn't just even a few moments of the morning or a few moments of the evening. This is an extremely short life. That is the everlasting, eternal life. Balagh, puncha dena hai. For your duty, oh my Nabi, is just to convey the message. That is what is your duty. And if you convey the message, you are successful. If they accept, they are successful. If they don't accept, it is their failure, not your failure. Your duty is to convey the message. فَلْ يُحْلَكُوا إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ اب وہی غارت ہوں گے جو لوگ نافرمان ہیں. Now after all this explanation, and Nabi alayhi salatu والسلام making effort from morning to night, the only those people will be destroyed who are the most evil and the most unfortunate and the most wretched. Otherwise, with so much of explanation, every person will turn to Allah in obedience, will give up a life of sin and disobedience, and turn to Allah Ta'ala in true humility and true servitude and true submission to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That brings us to the end of Surah Ahqaf, the first quarter of the 26th Supara.